squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
It's the final full week of the high school basketball season, and after Mother Nature forced postponements on Monday and Tuesday, we have makeup basketball here tonight on 92.1 KMZA as the Troy Trojans play host to the Axtell Eagles. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman. I am Johnny Kane, and our matchup tonight beginning on the girls' side, Troy under head coach Derek Jasper, Axtell under head coach Abby Stevie. We'll start with the Eagles. 1-15 overall. They are 1-9 in the Twin Valley League. Their only win is over Onega on January the 14th, 44-41. They've had no game closer than 10 points since then, and they're coming off a 47-29 loss to Washington County. That was last Friday. Troy, meanwhile, under Derek Jasper, 4-12 so far, but they have lost 7 consecutive games. Their last win was also over Onega. That was back on January the 19th. So both of these teams have not won since the middle of January. And Troy coming off a loss to Frankfort on Friday, 58-25. So you look at both of these teams, they're going to come in tonight with confidence because, well, their opponent is not having a very good stretch right now. So both teams come in feeling like they have a good chance to pick up a victory here tonight as Substate gets underway next week already. That'll be on Thursday as Substate gets underway for Class 1A. So just Tuesday is the final games of the regular season, and then you got seeding. Actually, that'll take place on Saturday for Class 1A. So tomorrow's game will be the last game before Substate standings are released for Class 1A. So this is one of the final opportunities to improve your Substate standing here heading into Saturday. With that, we're going to step aside. We owe you a pregame timeout. We'll come back. We'll have starters and get the ball game underway here on 92.1 KMZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Taking a quick look at the starting lineup, we'll start with the Eagles, a 5'5 senior Haley Schmitz, 5'8 junior Lily McClellan, 5'9 sophomore Lady Porting, 5'7 junior Aspen Bussing, and 5'5 sophomore Taylor Brockstrom. And for Troy, a 5'6 junior Abby Parks, 5'3 senior Kyler Reel, 5'3 junior Avery Euler, 5'3 junior Reagan Hill, and 6'4 senior Grace Estes. We'll step aside for the national anthem and come back to get the ball game underway here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Angstall will start with basketball. They will be in their road blue uniforms, white numerals trimmed in a red. Troy in their home whites, blue numerals trimmed in black. The Eagles go from right to left. Troy from left to right, and with that, we are underway here in our girls' contest for tonight. Troy is going to start in the 1-3-1 zone. Helen has the basketball deep of the right wing, kicks it up on top to Brockstrom. Now down inside as the ball stolen away by Abby Parks of Troy. So Axel's first possession ends in a turnover, and now Troy's first possession the other way. Euler out on the right wing. Estes calling for it inside. Now Parks up on top. Here's Hill left of the wing. Estes again calling for it. She's got a ton of height down low. Probably a whole foot and a half on the nearest defender. Euler now up on top. Back left side. This is Kyler Real with the basketball. Now Hill between the ring. Back right side, Euler. Still looking inside. Euler drives baseline. Throws up a wild shot that's no good. And the rebound is Schmidt of Axel. 7-10 to go in the opening quarter. No score. And a pass the other way is knocked out of bounds by Estes. And it will stay with Axel. Well, Aston Bussing will toss the basketball in, 5'7 junior for the Eagles. It's into the corner. Here's Schmidt, the right corner three. It's airballed long, and the rebound to Euler of Troy. And now a reach and foul calling on Brockstrom of Axel. Her first, team's first. Made it gone by in the ball game, still looking for her first points. And now Axel going to show some pressure. Euler with the basketball in the backcourt. Now Hill. Back to Euler. Troy still in the backcourt of the basketball. Bumped and fouled by McClellan. Her first, team second. And a side out of bounds from right in front of the scorer's table. Jackson right now is going to start in the man-to-man. It's Hill up on top, kicking it to the left wing to Real. Estes has a huge size advantage down low. Setter yet tonight. Parks now right side to Hill. Tries to drive baseline, gets cut off by Brockstrom. Hill still now with it on the right wing. Now she picks up her dribble. Has a knock free, gets it back, and now starts the dribble again. Here's Parks now to the baseline. Picks up her dribble. Now inside is Real on the right block. Lost it. Kicks it up on top to Hill. She'll step back, shoot a three, and nearly banked it home. And now she gets her own rebound. Drives in, flicks up a shot with the left hand, and rattles it home. Good aggressive take by Reagan Hill for the first points of the night. It's 2-0 Troy. 12 to go in the opening quarter. Blessing left to the wing. Kicks it to the right side of the floor to Schmitz. Again, Troy still in a 1-3-1. Down low to McClellan. She goes up and under. Her shot no good. The rebound tapped around, and Real picks it up in the corner for Troy. Here's Reagan Hill the other way for the Trojans. 2 minutes gone by with Troy leading 2-0. And now Troy just turns it over as the ball goes through the hands of Euler out of bounds. And that'll be the opening turnover of the night for the Trojans. A little bit of a different starting lineup tonight for Troy with Estes being in there. Claire Winder, a typical starter for Troy. She is going to start on the bench, and just as I say that, she's going to go to the scores table. As Estes gets a block, and now the ball is loose on the floor, still fought for. Brockstrom somehow saves it, and now we'll get a jump ball, and the possession arrow will give it to Troy. So Winder, the 5'2 junior, will check into the game for Estes. 5:32 to go in the opening quarter. Troy still leads 2-0. Winder's definitely a player you want out there to go against this pressure. As Axel still puts it on. Here's Euler in the backcourt. Has the ball knocked free. Got it back. Saves it into Winder. And now Winder gets double-teamed to the backcourt. Good pressure between Schmitz and Bussing, but they're going to get a reach-in foul on Schmitz. That's going to be her first. and the team's third already with 5:23 to go in the opening quarter. Troy's struggling a little bit with this pressure of Axtell here in the early going. Euler gets it in the backcourt to Hill. Now Parks gets it off to Winder, and here's Troy, a two-on-one. Nice pass inside, but it goes off the hands of Real and out of bounds. It was a good look by Winder, but Real just couldn't haul it in. Troy has turned it over now on back-to-back possession. Trojans still lead 2-0, 5:13 to go in the first. Blessing right of the wing. Up between the circles of Schmitz, ripped around now to Brockstrom. Here's in the middle of the lane, a ball that is reached in by Winder and tied up. And we'll get a possession arrow going to Axtell. 5:03 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0, the Eagles lead. The Trojans lead. Up on top, here's Brockstrom left of the wing. She drives inside. Stops, pulled up from 6 feet, and her shot's no good, but a foul before that. They're going to call it on the floor. They're going to call that on Reagan Hill, which will be her first, and first team foul on Troy. So now Busting will toss it in with under 5 minutes to go in the first. Schmitz has it up on top. Looking between the rings. Now left side, here's Busting. She'll try a three. It's in there. High arcing three from Aspen Busing is good, and the Eagles lead 3-2 with 4:42 to go in the opening quarter. Hill up on top. Feeds to the right wing to Real. Parks is calling for it on the inside. Now Euler drives inside, flicks up a wild shot high off the window. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose, and we'll get a jump ball called again. The possession arrow will keep it with Troy. Peyton Ninjaman will come in now for the first time, a 5'3 sophomore for Troy to replace Real. 4:30 to go in the first. It's 3-2 Axtell. Hill still looking to get it in, and she gets a 5-second call. But Troy now turns it over for the third time, and Axtell will have it back with under 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Again, Axtell is 1-15 along the year. Troy 4-9. Both sides coming in tonight thinking they have a chance to win here this evening. Schmitz, a wide open left wing three on the way. It's off the back rim. And the rebound to Hingeman of Troy. She'll push it the other way in transition. Gets into the right front court. Now hands off the Hill between the rings. Hilda Jr. crosses over up on top. Gets it back to Hingeman between the circles. And under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Actually 3-2. Hingeman drives in. Flips up a shot off the window. It's no good. Parks an offensive rebound. And then she dribbles it off the foot of a defender. And now here's Euler. She'll try a three. It's no good. And a rebound yanked away by Schmitz of Axtell. And she'll bring it the other way. Schmitz into the front court. Stops now. Crosses over at the top. Feeds the left side to Bussing. Inside to McClell. Supporting. She gets now triple teamed on the baseline. But they're going to get a travel. A lot of contact. And it's going to be a travel called on a porting. So Axtell will turn it over for the second time. Kennedy Dieters, now a 5'9 junior, is going to come into the game for the Eagles. 3:34 to go in the first. 3-2. Axtell leads. Winder in the backcourt. Gets it off the Hill, and she'll get it across the timeline. And now Axtell is going to drop back in a 3-2 zone. They've been manned the majority of the night. And here's Hill up on top. She'll spot for three. It's too strong, and the rebound will go to Brockstrom of Axtell. Brockstrom up on top. Kicks to the right side to Bussing. She'll spot for a three. It's off the back rim. Goes off the top of the backboard. Offensive rebound, though, for Schmitz, and she'll try to dribble it out, but there'll be a reach-in foul called on Troy. That'll go on Avery Euler, and that will be her first, team second. So here's Bussing to toss it in. Gets it in the middle of the lane to McClellan. She'll put up a shot and rattle it home. First points of the night for Lily McClellan. It's 5-2. Axtell leads with under 3 minutes to go in the first. Angerman in the backcourt. Has the ball knocked free by Bussing. Now she gets it back. She gets double-teamed. And now the ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be... Are they going to get a timeout first? Yep, they're going to get a timeout first. Troy will take the timeout as Coach Jasper wants it. Quick 30. We'll take it with them. 2:48 to go in the first. It's 5-2 Axtell here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Have a timeout in the first quarter, 2:35 to go. It's 5-2 Axel. Troy with the basketball offering from left to right in their home white uniforms. Hill up on top, kicks it off to Engman. Axel now out of that 3-2 and back into a man-to-man. Hill now in the left corner. On about a 3, now kicks it cross-court to Winder. She'll try a 15-footer. It's off the back rim and the rebound. We'll go to McClellan of Axtell. So Schmitz will slow things up now for Axtell. Kick it up ahead to Brockerman. She'll try a high arcing three that's short. Rebound fought for, and they'll get a reach-in foul that's going to go on Axtell. And I think that's on Brockerman again. If it is, it's going to be her second. It is. So she'll pick up her second personal foul. 2:04 to go in the first. Axtell leads 5-2. Now Axtell looks like they're back in their 3-2, and they are. Into the corner, Winder drives baseline, gets cut off, feeds it underneath the Parks, but she got kicked from behind. And actually, they're going to call that off of Axtell and out of bounds, so Troy will have a baseline out of bounds with 1:51 to go in the quarter. Hill looking to get it in, gets into Parks in the right corner. Now Winder dribbles to the foul line and kicks the left side to Hill. Back to Winder up on top. 1:43 to go in the first. Here's Engman now, head of the circle. Dribbles to the left hand of the wing as Axel's back in a man-to-man. Mueller cuts in the middle of the lane. Now back to Engman on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Back up on top to Hill. Not a whole lot of movement for Troy on this offensive set. And now a near turnover, but Hill gets it back. Parks down to the corner to Winder. She'll try a deep three. It's way off the top of the backboard. And the rebound will go to Axel. So Peters picks it up, gives it off to Bussing, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Bussing all the way inside has the ball just ripped away, and we'll get a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with the Eagles. Hey, run F. 1:07 to go in the first. Winder checks out. Troy will bring in Kylie Schellenberger, a 5'5 junior, for the first time. Bussing gets it into Brockerman. Her jumper's off the back rim, no good. Fight for the rebound is loose and picked away by Schellenberger. Here's Troy the other way, a 3-on-1, and a steal for Schmidt. A 3-on-1, but Schmidt plays defense perfectly, and now Brockerman the other way. Off to Schmidt. One dribble, puts a 12-footer up that's short. Rebound, though, for Dieters, and then she lost it out of bounds. So four turnovers for Troy, two of them for Axtell, and there's 45 seconds to go in the first of the 5-2 game. Axel back into the 3-2. Here's Euler on the right wing inside the Parks. She spins, faces up, has her pass knocked out of bounds by Brockerman. And it will stay with Troy, as we'll see for the first time. Kaylee Grable, a 5'8 sophomore, come into the game. So Troy out there with Parks, Grable, Schellenberger, Hill, and Engman. Up on top to Parks. She'll get inside, have the ball poked free. Here's Engman now. She'll step back, have her jumper blocked away by Schmidt and taken by Axel. Picked up ahead, Brockerman. Left-hand layup is no good, but a foul. And two free throws coming. Haley Schmidt playing great basketball here in the early going for the Eagles. Taking advantage of five turnovers at this point by Troy. So Brockerman to the free throw line. Her first free throw was off the back rim on the year she is a 59% free throw shooter. She's attempted 52 of them on the year. Second free throw, high arcing, is short. The rebound to Hill of Troy. 21 seconds to go. Troy with the basketball, driving in his Engman, and she gets bumped and fouled. They're going to call it on the floor. 18.9 to work with now for Troy. That last foul is called on Dieters. Benjamin's got it in the right corner to Hill. A wide open corner three is airballed long, and the rebound to Bussing. Up ahead, Schmitz. 10 seconds to go. Schmitz drives in, pulls up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong, and the rebound to Grable is 6 seconds. Gets it off to Benjamin. 4 seconds. Kicks up ahead, Schellenberger. A three at the horn. It's good if it goes. It's too strong. And that's the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books, and after one, it's Axtell 5, Troy 2. We'll come back with the second quarter here on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
Take advantage of your extra time with Highland Community College's new low rate, as low as $120 per credit hour. Highland has a new and improved online platform that is available now, with many class options and programs to choose from. And financial aid is also still available. Enroll now by calling 785-442-6000 or visit them online at highlandcc.edu. A new low rate with a new and improved online platform through Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the second quarter, 5-2 our score. Axtell leads Troy. Troy will have the opening possession of the second quarter. Axtell's going to start in that 3-2, kind of a hybrid of a 3-2, more of a 1-2-2, kind of a trap. Inside, Parks lost the basketball, and now we're going to jump ball to possession arrow. We'll give it to Troy. Might set a record for jump balls here in this game. I think we've had about 7 already in this one. 7:45 to go with the half. Axtell the basketball back, and Troy stays in a 1-3-1. Now a pass down low is knocked free by Benjamin and stolen by Euler. Here comes Troy the other way. Axtell with their third turnover, and now a near turnover by Euler, but she gets it back and kicks it off to the right wing to Hill. Here's Benjamin up on top. Axtell back into a man-to-man. Hill deep on the right wing. Starts a left-handed dribble up to the top of the key. Crosses over. Now with a right-handed dribble to the wing. Kicks it off to Schellenberger. Parks looking for the basketball on the inside. And now back left side. Here's Hill. Parks still looking for the basketball inside, but instead it's Benjamin up on top. Now Euler right wing. They try to force it inside to Parks, and it's stolen away by Schmidt. Six turnover for Troy. Schmidt now turns it back over as she was looking up ahead for Brockerman. And both sides now struggling to hold on to the basketball. A minute gone by in the second quarter. It's still 5-2 Axtell. You look at both of these offensives. Either of them are exactly right at the scoreboard on the year as Troy turns it over again. Brockerman the other way gets fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Axtell only averages 27 points a game. Troy only averages about 35 points a game. Brockerman misses the first. She's now 0 for 3 here tonight. Again, just shy of 60% on the year. She misses both, but it's an offensive rebound from McClellan. Now she gets tied up, gets away from pressure, and kicks it back out on top to Schmitz, but it's going to go into the backcourt and be a backcourt violation. So Troy's going to have it back, 6:39 to go in the half, with a 5-2 deficit. Axtell back into the zone. Hill's got it 2 steps in front of the timeline. Now crosses over and gets to the free throw line. Might have traveled, and she did. She took about 4 steps. So Troy has turned it over on 3 consecutive possessions. That's going to prompt Coach Jasper to bring Claire Winder back into the game to replace Hill. So it's Winder, Schellenberger, Euler, Benjamin, and Parks, the 5 out there for Troy. Axtell with the basketball. Here's Schmitz right of the wing. Kicks it inside of the middle of the lane to Bussing. Her shot blocked away by Parks and taken by Troy. And now a reaching foul is going to be called on the Eagles. That will go against Lainey Porting. That will be her first. And the 16th foul, so Truro will be shooting free throws on any defensive foul the remainder of this half. 6:08 to go in the half. It's 5-2 Axel. Truro with the basketball operating from left to right. Parks right of the wing. Up on top to Schellenberger. And now left side Edgman. She dribbles up on top, gets to the lane, and gets bumped, and they'll get a foul on Schmitz. And that is going to be her second. So now Schmitz with two and Brockstrom each with two. The way Schmitz has played in this first half, she has been a big part of the Eagles having a three-point lead right now. And it should be, it's actually going to be a 1-1 for Troy. Schmitz picked up that foul, which was the seventh. And now here's Peyton Edgman with a 1-1. Her free throw is long. The rebound will go to Axtell. Both sides have struggled from the free throw line tonight. And I say that, that was just the first free throw attempt for Troy, but nobody has made a free throw yet tonight. Inside the middle of the lane, here's Porting. Lost it. Now back on top to Brockstrom. Here's Blitzing between the rings. Has the pass knocked out of bounds by Schellenberger, and it will stay with Axtell. 5:37 to go in the half. 5-2, the Eagles lead. So Schmitz will walk it in the front court. Pick up a dribble and feed it left side of the floor. Up on top to Porting. Ripped it around to Blitzing. And now up on top to Schmitz. Off to Brockstrom. And a left elbow jumper is too strong off the back heel. And the rebound to Edgman. Here's a 2-on-1. Edgman the other way. Nice pass off to Schellenberger, but it goes off her foot and out of bounds. I should take that back. It was kicked by Axel. And they're going to say it's Troy basketball. I thought that was definitely should have been a turnover by Troy. And so did the Axel faithful, and even Coach Stevie thought that. But Troy's going to keep it. 5:16 to go in the half. Benjamin dribbles to the right of the wing. Crosses over up on top and feeds to the left wing. And now Benjamin, he has it back on top. Here's Euler now. She'll get to the free throw line. Kick it left side to Hill. Middle of the lane to Edgman. Back right side to Winder. She'll dribble to the baseline. Flick up a wild shot that's no good. And the rebound will go to McClellan of Axel. And here's Busing now the other way. Under 4:50 to go in the half. 5-2. Here's Schmitz, a deep three. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound to Grable. And now we're going to get a full timeout taken by Coach Jasper. He'll take a second timeout with 4:44 to go in the half. It's 5-2. Axel leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leger, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
Isn't life crazy? One day your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments. The good and the not so good to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 4:30 to go in the half. Troy with the basketball trailing 5-2. Grable in the middle of the lane, kicks it off to Euler. She flicks up a shot from the elbow that's no good, and the rebound to Axel. One of the best looks of the night for Troy so far. Schmitz, nice pass inside, and the layup's up and in by Lainey Porting. Her first points of the night, and it's 7-2. Axel leads by 5 with 4:14 to go in the half. And now Troy turns it over as Euler steps on the baseline. Troy has turned it over 9 times already here in this first half. 5 in the first quarter, 4 here in the second. And Euler will come out of the game as Parks quickly checks right back in. 4:05 to go in the half. Axel with the basketball leading by 5. Here comes a trap in the corner. In trouble is McClellan. She tries to dribble through it. She does to the baseline. And now Coach Stevie is going to scream for a timeout to avoid the turnover, and she gets it. So quick 30. We'll take the break again. 3:57 to go in the half. 7-2. Axel leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, a lot of contact. We'll get a jump ball called on the possession area. We'll give it over to Troy. They are definitely going to let them play tonight. There's been a lot of physical contact. Look at that. Well, you still had 11 fouls called here in this first half. 3:40 to go. It's 7-2. Axel lead. Real at baseline. Jumper is up and good. So Kyla Real has her first points of the night. That makes it a 7-4 Axel lead with 3.5 to go in the half. Ball to the baseline. We'll get a bump foul called on Parks. That's going to be her first. 15 foul on Troy. So Axel will take it baseline out of bounds. It'll be Aspen Bussing to toss it in. Aspen still looking, gets it into Schmitz in the right corner. Troy now in a man-to-man. Schmitz drives to the baseline, feeds it inside to Porting. She lost it, and now the ball loose. Porting gets it back, and now we're going to get a ball knocked out of bounds by Troy, and it'll stay with Axel. And they are letting a lot of contact go. Engman got hit hard from behind. They say she's the one that knocked out of play. So Axel in the inbounds. Here's on the right wing, for the first time, we're seeing Kaylee Sandman, a 5'8 freshman. Schmitz kicks it around to Sandman. Now inside, the ball goes to Porting. And now Bussing, a left of the wing three. It's way too strong off the backboard, and the rebound to Grable of Troy. Here's Engman the other way. One-on-one. Engman drives baseline, flicks up a shot that's going to be lost out of bounds. Actually, no, Parks saves it in. And now it's flicked up on top to Hill. Axel Faithful did not like that call. I thought she was definitely out of bounds. Now Engman a three. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound fought for and yanked away by Bussing of Axel. 2:40 to go in the half. 7-4 Axel leads. We're going to have a couple of subs on the next dead ball. Bussing's got it on the left wing. Now Schmitz between the circles. Kick to the right side of the floor. Here's Sandman. Now Bussing gets inside. Back up on top to Schmitz. The right elbow to Porting. Back top to Schmitz. Whipped around to Bussing. Now kicked around, Sandman on the right wing. Schmitz up on top, and Axel just whipping it around the zone right now. Here in McClellan, off to Bussing, an open corner three is too strong. But their offensive rebound for Sandman, her follow's no good. Offensive rebound for Schmitz, and she has it yanked away, but they're going to call another jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with Axel. And so Axel will have it back as Grable and Engman check out. Estes back in there along with Schellenberger. Here's Schmitz in the left corner. Pumps once, puts up a jumper. It's short. Rebound fought for, and we're going to have the ball go out of bounds on a contact. It's going to last cuts by Parks. So it'll stay with Axel, but McClellan just went right over the back of Parks. And now 2:01 to go in the half. Buzzing the trigger. Gets it in to McClellan. A jumper is good, but they're going to call a travel before that. And Axel turns it over for the sixth time. Kind of how the night has gone and kind of how the year has gone for really both of these offenses. You make a shot and it gets negated by a turnover. And now Troy turns it over. Schmitz again gets a hand on the pass. Now she's kicked it the other way to Bussing. Her shot is blocked out of bounds by Hill. So Axel will hold on to it. 1:41 to go in the half and take it baseline out of bounds. Axel leads 7-4. Bussing again will trigger it into Schmitz in the left corner. With a right-handed dribble, gets to the wing. Now back into the corner to Bussing. One dribble back to Schmitz. Now inside the middle of the lane. Porting spins, has a shot blocked away by Estes, and it's taken by Sandman. Back off to McClellan now. Up on top, the right wing to Sandman. Now Bussing kicked around to Schmitz. Inside supporting and up on top to Bussing. Schmitz wide open on the baseline, drives in, puts up a shot off the window, it's no good. Schmitz gets her offensive rebound, spins, shoots off the window, it's no good. Estes fighting for the rebound, it's finally into the hands of Schellenberger. Here's a 2-on-1 off the hill. Now back to Schellenberger. She'll stop, go up and under, left the shot short, and a rebound to Butzing of Axel. Good look for Troy. Couldn't get anything out of it. Now under a minute to go. Axel with the basketball, leading by 3. Schmitz drops back near the Troy logo at midcourt. 45 ticks remaining. Schmitz now a step in front of the timeline, dribbles with the right hand. Hill comes out on her. Schmitz drives in, kicks to the baseline, deporting. Back out to Schmitz, kicks all the way out near midcourt, but Schmitz saves it, a step in front of the timeline. 30 seconds to go now in the half, but still a 3-point advantage for the Eagles. Schmitz with a count, dribbles inside, now backs down. They're going to get a hold called on Hill. And that is going to be Hill's second, and the 16 foul called on Troy. So now 22.7 to go in the half, and Avery Euler will check back in for Troy and replace Schellenberger. So Bussing will trigger, and 22.7 to go in the half. Schmitz might have got away with the travel. Now kicks it back into the corner to Bussing. A wide-open corner three is airballed long. It'll be tracked down by Kyler Reel in the corner of Troy. 14 seconds to go. Hill walks it up the floor, across the timeline. Kicked up ahead to Euler. A wide-open right wing three. It's in and out. And the rebound is going to go to Axel, and they get it off to Schmitz. She'll chuck up a ball from half court. It's good if it goes. It's short. And that's how the first half comes to a close. Two quarters in the books. Axel, 7. Troy, 4. We'll take our halftime timeout and come back with stats and give you a look at the second half when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Kickhafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors. All hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houlton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Axel High School. We're at halftime of the girls' portion of tonight's TBL doubleheader. 7-4 our score here at the half. Yes, that's right. 7-4 Axel leads Troy here at intermission. Johnny came back with you, and, well, the story of the first half, a lot of missed shots, a lot of turnovers combined by both sides, 16 combined turnovers. Looking at the game, Troy with 10 of them. They had 5 in the first quarter, 5 in the second, 0-for-1 on free throws, and they got just 4 points total, 2 from Kyler Reel, 2 for Reagan Hill. Axel had 6 turnovers of their own, but they got 3 points from Acid Bussing, Boarding with two, McClellan with two, and although Haley Schmitz has not scored yet tonight, she has been all over the floor for Axtell so far in this game, with turnovers, getting steals, getting assists, rebounding. She's been doing it all tonight for Axtell. So Schmitz has been one of the better players on the floor here so far tonight, and that's one of the reasons why Axtell leads by three here at intermission with our score again 7-4. When you look at this game, I mean, obviously both teams struggle to score the basketball. You look at the stats and they just show that. I mean, Axtell only averages 27 points a game. Troy only averages about 35 a game. And it's not like both sides haven't gotten open looks here tonight. They just haven't been able to knock anything down. So that'll be something that I know that both coaches are going to tell their girls, we like what we're doing. Just got to matter of fact, something's got to go down here before long. So just keep shooting the basketball. It's exactly what both coaches are going to tell their girls here in this game. We're going to take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll try to see if we can find some scores of other games going on around the area. But again, our halftime score, Axtell 7, Troy 4. We'll take that break and come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get home, auto, farm, business, life, and retirement insurance all from one agency? Well, that's where SBS Insurance Agency comes in. We can help protect what is important to you, so why not simplify your life? Hi, this is Michaela Scholion. Visit your local SBS Insurance Agency in Northeast Kansas or Southeast Nebraska. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8:30. Noon.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Axtell High School. Again, we're at halftime of tonight's TBL doubleheader. Axtell leads Troy 7-4 here at intermission, and we'll see if we can find some scores of other games. Not a ton of games going on tonight. There is one game in action right now that's a good one. Donovan West and Wetmore. It was a 4-point lead for Donovan West going into the fourth quarter. That game got underway at 5:30 tonight. So it is going to be the earliest finish that we have here this evening. Also, it looks like the Sabetha girls are all over Hiawatha at halftime, 26-7. And those are only scores that we have so far here tonight in girls action, as we are going to be one of the earlier games that are at intermission right now as well. So again, our halftime score, 7-4, and both teams are already back out here just trying to get shots up, because that is what both sides have struggled with here tonight. Both have gotten good looks, just haven't gotten anything to fall. We just continue to get repetitions. I've talked to several coaches this week on our locker room chats, and, you know, talking about how this week is gone, some of them haven't played since last Thursday or even last Friday. So there's, you know, a 6-7 day layoff. And, I mean, you can't get in a rhythm that way. I mean, you haven't been able to practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Here's Thursday. You're playing a game. So it's just been kind of a tough last stretch here for really all of the teams around the area. But that's just kind of what everybody's dealing with right now. And that's what the kind of the product that we're seeing on the court right now is teams struggling offensively here around the area, at least last night and even tonight here so far. But again, our halftime score, 7-4, Axtell leads Troy. And we're just about set to start the third quarter. Again, Johnny Kuhner with you. Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. Our boys game coming up tonight should be a good one between Troy and Axtell. Both teams pretty even as far as records go and how the seasons have gone. Both teams with 7-9 records on the year. So that should be a good one. Stay tuned with us for that later on tonight. And then tomorrow night we'll have another doubleheader here on 92.1. It should be another good one. Washington County at Frankfort. More TVO basketball. And again, 1A starts postseason next week. Thursday and Friday will be the opening round of 1A substates. And it's kind of unique. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. These 1A teams are going to play next Thursday and Friday. And if you win your first round game, you're not going to play again until the following Thursday and Friday. And so there's going to be a long layoff. I don't quite understand it. The only thing I can think of is just not enough officials to be able to do all 1A, 3A through 2 and 3A and 4A and everything starting on Monday and Tuesday. And now Haley Schmidt, right here where you start the third quarter, she picks up quickly her third personal foul. So Schmitz picks up her third. As Troy starts the basketball in their home lights, operating from right to left here in the second half. So we'll talk more about just kind of how the postseason is going to work as this night rolls along. We'll talk about it for the guys' game as well and throughout the guys' game. But right now, Axtell with a 7-4 lead over Troy. But Troy with the basketball is Axel's in a man-to-man. Benjamin drives in, throws up a wild shot that's no good, and the rebound now fought for loose on the floor, and Winder comes up with it for Troy. She'll try a 15-footer. It's a little bit strong, and the rebound goes to Porting of Axtell. Here's Bussing now the other way. Picked up ahead to Schmidt. She drives in, pulls up from 15 feet. Her shot is short, and the rebound is to Troy. Here's Hill now pushing the other way. We approach a minute gone by in the third quarter. Hill forces up a wild shot that's no good, but another foul. This will be against Axtell, and Hill will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That's going to go on McClellan, and that will be her second. And so here is Hill to the free throw line, where she is 55% on the year. First free throw is wide right. Nobody has made a free throw yet tonight. Axtell is 0 for 4, Troy 0 for 2, but one more coming from Hill. Right-handed shooter, and she missed them both. So Axtell with a rebound as Porting yanks it down, and she'll hand it off. Axtell just dribbled across the timeline and give it off to Schmidt. So a minute gone by in the third quarter. Axtell with a three-point lead with the basketball. Roxterman round of the wing. Here comes the screen. She uses it. Now kick left side to Bussing. She'll get to the foul line, kick to the baseline to Schmidt. She drives underneath, puts up a shot that's short, but a foul's going to be called on Troy, and Schmidt will head to the free throw line and shoot a pair. I'm going to call that on Euler. It'll be her second. And here's Schmidt to the foul line for the first time tonight. Schmidt's only 44% on the year, misses the first. She has attempted now 28 free throws on the year. Schmidt's right-handed shooter. Second one is short. She missed them both. Offensive rebound for Porting, but she puts it up and in. But they're going to call it travel. So Porting will have her basket wiped away. And Troy will have it back with 6:42 to go in the third quarter. Still 7-4 our score. Troy Winder, a 12-foot runner, is off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Porting of Axtell. Another good look for Troy, just nothing falling here tonight. And here's Schmitz with a drive, gets bumped and fouled by Winder. So Glare is going to pick up her first. Team foul number two on Troy, so the team foul is even at two here. 6:22 to go in the third, Axtell leading 7-4. Boarding a 10-foot jumper from the baseline is off the back rim and the rebound to Edgman of Troy. Another good look for Axtell, and now Edgman across the timeline for Troy. Edgman between the rings, dribbles with the right hand, guarded by Bussing as Axel's in a man-to-man. Here's Hill now left of the wing, up on top to Park. Kicks right side to Edgman, a wide open right corner three is off the back heel, and a rebound to Axel's Lily McClellan. So Axtell back of the basketball. Broxham to the baseline, gets it off to McClellan. She gets ripped through and tied up, and a possession arrow was going to keep it with Axtell. Tyler Real back into the game for Troy to replace Winder. 5:45 now to go in the third, still looking for our first points here of this third quarter. Schmitz in the left corner, pumps on a three, drives in a 15-footer, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Bussing, and then she gets fouled, and she'll shoot two. That'll be on Parks. That will be her second. And so now Bussing to the foul line for a pair. Aspen first free throw is good. Finally, a free throw goes down here tonight, our first make of the evening. Aspen Bussing will shoot one more. And she got them both. So Bussing goes 2 for 2 from the line. She's got 5 points here tonight. And Axtell leads 9-4 with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Marks in the middle of the lane, kicks to the right corner to Euler. He drives all the way inside. Shot off the window is good. Counted and one. So Euler gets the basket, and she'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. I'll get the foul on McClellan. That will be her third. So now Schmitz and McClellan each with three. And the free throw by Euler is good. So Euler has three. It's 9-7. Axtell leads down to two with 5:19 to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass, Bussing with it on the right wing as Troy drops back into a 1-3-1. Schmitz pumps on a three. Gets it back to Bussing on the right of the head of the circle. Ball poked free now by Edgman and stolen away by Troy. Edgman the other way, right-hand layup is good. So Axtell turns it over for the eighth time, and Edgman has her first points of the evening. And we are tied at 9 with under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. It's Schmitz back the other way. Her layup is good. So all of a sudden, the lid has come off the basket for both sides. And Schmitz has her first points of the evening. And Axtell leads 11-9 with 4:40 to go, third quarter. Hill kicks it off to the right wing to Real. She'll dribble with the left hand to the top of the key. Now a ball poked around. It'll go out of bounds and be last touched by Axtell, so Troy will hold on to it. So Troy with the basketball. Here's Hill. Kicks it off left of the head of the circle to Edgman. Looking inside for Euler. She's got it in the middle of the lane. Forces up a shot and gets bumped and fouled. It'll be Avery Euler who will go to the free throw line and shoot two. And that's going to be on Lainey Porting, her second. So Euler to the free throw line, and she just made a free throw of an and one, and she drills the first here. Schellenberger back into the game for Troy to replace Real. Second free throw by Euler is also good. So 5 for Euler. She ties the game up at 11, and now Troy going with a little half-court pressure. Get it off to McClellan. Now here's a three by Broxterman. It's good. Taylor Broxterman from downtown. The first three-pointer by either side tonight. And Broxterman has her first points and gives Axtell a 14-11 lead. Schellenberger up on top. Dribbles to the left wing and hands it off to Hill. She crosses over. Hands it back off to Edgman. Now Schellenberger again with a little dribble weave. She goes behind the back of the foul line. Back to Hill, into the corner to Euler. A three on the way. It's nearly banked in. And the rebound will go to Bussing of Axtell. The Eagles with a three-point lead with the basketball. 3:30 to go in the third. Pass to the baseline. Schmitz holds onto it. Backs around and dribbles it back out on top. Here's Brockstrom on the left wing as she travels. Ninth turnover for the Eagles. So Troy will have it back as we have 3:24 to go in the third quarter. Girls' final and a good one. Donovan West beats Wetmore 42-40. Wetmore missed a couple of shots in the final 10 seconds. And D-West wins that thriller by two. Troy with another miss on the inside, and Schmitz with another rebound for Axtell. So the Eagles will have it back. We approach 3 minutes to go. Nice pass inside. Ball blocked away by Park. Axtell still with it. Here's a jumper by Brockstrom. It's in and out. Fight for the rebound. Loose on the floor, and it is going to be a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it over to Troy. Kaylee Rabel now back into the game for Troy, the 5'8 sophomore. She will replace Parks. So 2:53 to go in the third. It's 14-11. Axtell leads, but Troy has the basketball operating from right to left. Hill up on top, feeds to the right wing to Schellenberger. She gets a screen from Grable. Now here's Hill in the left corner. She'll try a deep three, and it's good. Five for Reagan Hill. We're back tied at 14 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Schmitz pass inside to Porting. Her shot's no good. Rebound tapped around and taken by Hill of Troy. Here's Hill in transition. Kicks it off to Edgman, and she travels. That's just the first turnover for Troy here in the third quarter, but they're 11th for the game. So Axtell will have it back with 2:18 remaining in the third, and the game tied at 14. Brockstrom, she'll try another three. This one's airballed long. Bussing tries to save it in, but she stepped on the baseline. Kennedy Dieters back into the game for Axtell, who will replace McClellan. So Troy will have it back, 2:06 to go, third quarter, with the game tied at 14. Hill dribbles it across the timeline and all the way to the right wing. Up on top now, Edgman with a right-handed dribble. Guarded by Bussing. Here comes a screen. Edgman to the foul line. Pull-up jumper on the way is rattled home. Four for Edgman here in the second half. 1:41 to go in the third. Troy leads 16-14, their first lead since it was 2-0. Here's Bussing and an answer for a three, and it's good. Aspen Bussing from the right corner. She's got eight. And Axtell takes the lead back at 17-16 with 1:24 to go in the third. Schellenberger right of the wing. Top of the key to Euler. And he's been waiting for a screen. Gets it. Now here's Hill back left wing. Thought about a three. Now Hill drives. He's got to Schellenberger. A three on the way. It's nearly banked in. Grable an offensive rebound. And they're going to get a foul on Bussing. And that is going to be her first. So Troy will have a baseline out of bounds with 1:07 to go in the third. Grace Estes back into the game to replace Euler. And I think Coach Steve wants to take a timeout. She'll use it. Full timeout. We'll take it with her. 1:07 to go in the third quarter. It's 17-16. Axtell leads by one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Planning is always so important. Planning for a wedding, planning for a big move, or planning for next year's crop. Our team of trusted ag loan officers are available to meet with you regarding your new operating needs. We offer personalized service and knowledge that can help execute this year's agricultural plan. Stop by and visit one of your local ag lenders today at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now,
92.1 FM KMZA.
Out of timeout, 107 to go, third quarter. Troy, the baseline out of bounds. Moving from right to left, they get it in. And now here's Hill in the right corner. Estes at the foul line. She spins, shoots the ball high off the window. It's no good. And the rebound to Pussing of Axel. So Axel the basketball, leading by one and under 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Schmitz kicks it up on top to Bussing. Left side of the floor to Brockstrom. Now Bussing again up on top. Leading scorer for Axel tonight with 8 points. Back left side to Brockstrom. Troy in a 2-3 zone. Bussing, another open look for a three. It's in and out. A rebound to Engman. And now Schmitz just rips the ball away, but they're going to call a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Troy. Excuse me, with Axel. 33.9 to go in the third quarter. Schmitz kicks it up on top to Brockstrom. Now Brockstrom trying to get it inside, but it's stolen away by Hill, and then it's lost out of bounds. So it'll stay with Axel. Hill nearly twisted an ankle on the sideline. There's not much room between the bleachers and the sideline, and Hill kind of has to move her ankle around a little bit. She kind of got it caught underneath the bleachers. Still 20 seconds to go. Axel with the basketball leading by one. Schmitz up on top. Gets inside. Nice pass to Dieters, who puts it up and left it short. And the rebound is yanked away by Estes. 10 seconds to go. Hill and across the timeline. In the third quarter, Axel leads by one. 4 seconds now. Engman, a left wing three. It's short. Rebound to Grable, and that's the end of the third quarter. Three corners in the books. Axel with a one-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter, leading 17-16 when we come back on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. It's a one-point game here in our girls' contest of this TVL doubleheader. Axel leads 17-16, but Troy will have the opening possession with Engman, Grable, Parks, Euler, and Hill, the five out there. Axel is going to start in the zone at 3-2. Grable in the middle of the lane, kicks it off to Parks. 17-foot jumper is airballed long, and the rebound will go to Axel. McClellan comes up with it, and then we'll have a ball poked out of bounds by Engman, so Axel will hold on to it. Now Troy's going to show full court pressure. Schmitz has it in the backcourt. Double team comes on her. She dribbles right through it. Now gets it off to Brockstrom. Kicked up ahead to Dieters. Nice pass to McClellan, and she puts it up and in. Four for McClellan, and Axel now leads by three, 19-16, with 7.5 to go in the game. Engman kicks it near side to Hill. Ripped into the corner to Euler. Ball down low. It's tapped out of bounds by McClellan, and Troy will hold on to it. It will trigger it in now with 7:20 remaining. Gets it in to Grable. Now here's Engman back into the corner to Hill. Had a look at a three, didn't take it. Now Engman drives to the foul line, all the way to the baseline. A 10-foot jumper rattles home. Engman now with six, and it's 19-18, Axel, with 7 minutes remaining. Brockstrom, a 10-footer the other way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's poked out of bounds. Last touch by Euler. And so Axel will hold on to it. Aspen Bussing will trigger it in from the baseline. Into the corner to Schmitz. Pumps on a three. Drives in. 10-foot runner is short. Fight for the rebound. Schmitz got her own miss and sticks it up and gets fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two as Hill picks up her third. So Schmitz to the foul line, where she's 0-for-2 tonight. Both of those came back in the third quarter. First free throw is good. One more coming with 6:54 remaining. Second free throw is off the right side of the rim, and the rebound is Troy. 20-18, Axel leads as we have 6:45 to go. Axel now extending this 1-2-2 half-court trap, and Benjamin's got it up on top. Now Hill, Grable in the middle of the lane. Nice pass to Parks, and she lays it up and in. First points of the night for Abby Parks, and we're tied at 20 with 6.5 remaining. Rockstraman right of the wing. Holds the basketball near her right ear. Now picks it down. Starts a left-handed dribble. Gets in the middle of the lane. Locked in and stolen away by Parks. 10th turnover for Axel. And now Troy, a chance to take the lead. Hill across the timeline. Crosses over the top of the key. Kicks the left side to Edgman. And now she gets in the middle lane to Grable. Back to Hill. A wide open top of the key. Three. It's in and out. A rebound to McClellan. And here comes Axel the other way. Under 6 minutes to go. Tied at 20. Bussing right at the head of the circle. Kicks it to Schmitz up on top. Now Dieters back to Bussing left of the wing. She drives in, fills up a floater that's no good. Grable with a rebound, and then she gets bumped from behind. I think it's going to be on Bussing, and it is going to be on Aspen, her second. 5:46 to go. We're tied at 20. Troy with the basketball operating from right to left in their home white uniform. Hill across the timeline. Dribbles it off to the right side. Gets it off to Euler. Now Hill. Kicked her out of the near side. Here's Grable with the foul line. Kicked the right side to Euler. Euler drives in. Forces up a shot that's no good. But Parks is right there. Then she missed a wide open two-footer. And the rebound goes to Axel. And Broxman throws it off of Injeman's foot. And it'll go out of bounds. And Axel will hold on to it with 5:22 to go. So Axel's got the basketball with the game tied at 20 and 5:20 remaining. Schmitz left of the wing. Kicks it cross court to Bussing. She'll dribble to the baseline. Stop. Beat it cross court to Brockstrom. A 15-footer is good. 5 for Taylor Brockstrom. And Axel leads 22-20 as we approach 5 minutes remaining. Grable in the middle of the lane. It's the right side to Euler, a three on the way, nearly banked in. Parks an offensive rebound for Troy. Out to Endman, a wide open left wing three. It's airballed long, and it's going to be saved in, and Troy's going to hold on to it. Great hustle by Euler in the corner. Hill now right of the wing, controls it for Troy. Endman top of the key, now Grable, a free throw line jumper is good. Grable with her first points of the night. We're tied at 22 with 4.5 to go. Coach Jasper pleading with his girls to play some defense. Now a jumper's up and good for McClellan. She's got 6-4 here in the fourth quarter alone. And Axel takes the lead back at 24-22. Engman on the left of the wing, up on top. Now kicks right side to Hill. Starts a left-handed dribble to the elbow. Now Engman rips around to Euler. Grable's one in the corner. Now Euler just drives in and has lost the ball, but it's in the hands of Engman. She forces up a shot that's no good. But a bump foul is called, and Engman will shoot two. That's going to go on Dieters and be her second. And Coach Jasper's going to take a timeout. 4 minutes to go in the game. It's 24-22. Axel leads by two when we come back on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
You sure that's right? Out of the timeout, 4 minutes to go. 24-22 our score. Axel leads Troy. And we have another final. It looks like ACCHS makes quick work of McLeod 44-5. Jackson Heights boys are up on Oskaloosa at halftime 38-28. Now the timeout, the first free throw by Engman is up and good. So one more free throw to tie the game. 4 minutes remaining. Engman's second is rattled in and out and back in. Well, she makes both. She's got eight. And with 4 minutes to go, we're tied at 24. Axel with it. Broxterman gets to the elbow. Floats a 10-footer up. It's short. And the rebound to Euler of Troy. The other way, here's Euler. Now Hill between the circles. Right side to Euler, ball poked free. And now Angeman's got it. Left side to Hill. She's still got it. Now up between the circles, Euler ripped around to Angeman. Middle of the lane to Parks. She stops, kicks off to Grable. Cross court pass to Euler on the left wing. She drives in, stops from, pulls up from 10 feet, rattles in and out. Rebound to Pussing of Axel, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called on Troy. It's going to go on Parks, be her third. The fifth team foul on Troy with 3:18 to go. Axel with 17 fouls, Troy with 5, 3:17 remaining, and we're tied at 24. Schmitz up on top, kicks to the left side of the floor to Broxterman. Now Pussing right at the head of the circle. Back on top, and we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Stevie of Axel. 3:07 to go in the game. We're tied at 24. Should be a fun finish when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Take advantage of your extra time with Highland Community College's new low rate, as low as $120 per credit hour. Highland has a new and improved online platform that is available now, with many class options and programs to choose from. And financial aid is also still available. Enroll now by calling 785-442-6000 or visit them online at highlandcc.edu. A new low rate with a new and improved online platform through Highland Community College. Start here, go anywhere.
92.1 FM KMZA.
.305 to go in the game. We're tied at 24. Axel with the basketball out of the timeout. Troy in his zone. Here's Schmidt between the circles. Back to the right wing to Bussing. Axel now dribbling the ball around the horn. Broxterman lost it, and then Parks dives on the floor for the basketball, forces a jump ball, but the possession arrow is going to keep it with the Eagles. 2:52 to go now. And here's Bussing with a baseline out of bounds. Kicks it off to Schmidt. She pumps on the three, drives in, forces up a shot that's no good. Rebound fought for, yanked away by Engman, then stolen back by Schmidt. And now we'll have another jump ball. This time the possession arrow will go to Troy. .242 to go. Troy with the basketball in the game, tied at 24. Axel stays in his zone. Hill on the right wing. Cross court pass to Euler, left of the wing. Now back to the right side to Hill, up on top. Engman, a straightaway triple. It's air ball, and it'll go out of bounds and be Axel basketball. So Axel's going to have it back again, tied at 24 with 2:24 remaining. Ella Lane porting back on top to Schmitz. Now right of the wing to Broxterman. Ripped around to Pussing, left of the wing. Schmitz back out on top of the key. 2:10 to go. Pussing a three. It's good. No hesitation. Aspen Pussing, her third triple of the night. She's got 11. And Axel leads 27-24 with under 2 minutes to go. Hill left of the wing. Inside to Grable. She faces up. Kicks it far side to Engman. Now Euler. Back to Hill. She'll try a wide open triple, but it's air ball long and it will go out of bounds and be Axel basketball. And now Troy's going to throw it a little bit of pressure. Now they'll actually bring it to a full court pressure here. Broxterman in the backcourt gets it off to Schmitz. Axel breaks the pressure easily. Schmitz drives in. Right hand floater is no good. Fight for the rebound, and Busting has got it for Axel. 1:38 to go. Schmitz in the left corner. Kicks across court, but it's stolen away by Hingeman. Kicked up ahead to Hill. She'll drive in. Stop. Her layup is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose, and it's going to go into the corner, and Axta will have it. Boarding with it. Coach Stevie's calling a timeout, and they get it to her. She'll get the full timeout with 1:20 to go. So an opportunity for Troy goes awry. With that, we have 1:20 remaining. 27-24. Axta leads by three. They'll have the basketball, and they come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
We know you are ready, Northeast Kansas. Now your local community hospitals are ready as well. This is Lori Leager, nurse practitioner with Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. The COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in our community soon. We are looking forward to providing safe, effective vaccines as soon as they are available to the public. This is to protect our family, friends, neighbors, and our economy. Please contact your local healthcare provider if you have further questions about the vaccine. Community Healthcare System, Holton Community Hospital, Hiawatha Community Hospital, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital working together to protect Northeast Kansas.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
1:17 to go in the game. Axel leads by three. Eagles with the basketball. Schmitz breaks the pressure herself. Now she gets double teamed in the corner, and they're going to get a reach in foul on Engman. And that is going to be her second and the sixth team foul on Troy. 1:09 to go. Again, a 3-point advantage for the Eagles. Boarding will toss the basketball in. Still looking, gets it in to Bussing on the left block. She'll put up a shot that's no good, but she got fouled. And Bussing will head to the free throw line and shoot a pair with 1:08 to go. That'll be on Euler, her third. And now Bussing to the line where she is 2 for 2 this evening. Both of those came in the third quarter. Bussing's first is no good. This is a big free throw here because this would make it a 2-possession game. A right-handed shooter, spins it in her hands, shoots, and hits. Coach Stevie willing that basketball to go down. As Bussing's got 12. Axel now with a 4-point lead and 1 minute to go. Grable at the foul line. Off to Euler. Now Hill. Back to Euler. A right wing three. It is off the backboard. No good. Offensive rebound for Hill. She flicks up a shot that's been knocked free, and it'll go out of bounds, and it will stay with Troy with 51.6 to go. Troy still with plenty of time, 51.6 to go, and down by four. Hill will toss the basketball in from the baseline. Still looking. Gets it into Parks, left of the wing, and now here's Engman. Dribbles it out on top, backs up, and now left side to Euler. Up on top, Engman, a straightaway triple. It's in and out and back out, and the rebound will go to Bussing. That ball did everything but go down, and now Bussing the other way, and they'll get a foul reach in by Parks. And it will send Bussing to the free throw line for a 1-1 with 35.7 to go. My goodness, that ball for Edgman did everything but go down. Now a 1-1 for Bussing. Her free throw is good. Two big makes here down the stretch for Afton Bussing. Okay, this would make it a 6-point game. And it's good. So Bussing goes 3-4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. She's got 14. And now 30 seconds to go with a 6-point game. Cross-court pass. Engman, a three. It's short. Long rebound to Engman. She'll try a 15-footer this time. It's in and out and back in. So Engman hits the basket. She's got 10. And Coach Jasper's going to take his final timeout. The 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it here. 20.8 to go. It's a 4-point game. There's still a decent amount of time left. And one more 1-1 to go on a free on a foul by Troy. Essentially, that was just a timeout by Coach Jasper to get the defense set up. So 20.8 to go. And Axel will take it baseline out of bounds and have to go the length of the floor with Troy showing full court pressure. Troy is going to play straight up full court man-to-man. Grable will guard the inbounder, which is Bussy. She can run the baseline. She's still looking to get it in. Finally gets it into Schmitz in the backcourt. Lost it, and now they're going to get a reach-in foul on Hill, which will send Schmitz to the other end for a 1-1. So that's going to be on Hill, her fourth. And Schmitz to the line for a 1-1. She is 1-for-4 here tonight. Big free throw here with 18.1 to go. Schmitz free throw on the way is good. Clutch free throws down the stretch here for the Eagles. As Schmitz knocks it down and she'll have one more. This would make it a 6-point game. Schmitz eyes, shoots, and hits. Got them both. 5 for Schmitz. 32-26, 15 seconds to go. Euler dribbles to the baseline, stops, goes up, a lot of contact, no whistle, and Axel holds on to it. Now in the backcourt, here's Broxman with it. She gets fouled by Hill, and we'll head to the other end for 2 free throws with 6.9 to go. And that's going to be the 5th foul for Reagan Hill. Winder will come back into the game to replace Hill, who will finish the contest with 5 points. With 6.9 to go, it'll be Taylor Brockstrom to the line, who is 0-for-4 tonight. Brockstrom's first one is good. How about these clutch free throws down the stretch here by Axtell? They are 7 of 9, make it 8 of 10. As Broxman nails both. 5 seconds to go. Winder will kick it up to Euler. She'll try a 3 at the buzzer. It's no good. And that's it. Final score tonight. Axel, 34. Troy, 26. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back for postgame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Welcome back here to Troy High School. Final score of our girls' game again tonight. Axel wins it. Picks up their second victory of the year, 34-26. This was a game that was just back and forth throughout. And in the fourth quarter, Axel just hit free throws down the stretch to make it a much a lot further away game and much bigger deficit than what it's game really indicative of. I mean, winning by 8, but down the stretch, Axtell hits free throw after free throw. They are 8 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter and win it by 8 here tonight to pick up win number 2 on the season. Looking at the final numbers, we'll start with Troy. 11 turnovers, 1 3, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by Peyton Engelman. She had 10, 5 apiece for Reagan Hill and Avery Euler. 2 apiece for Abby Parks and Kyla Real as Troy drops to 4 and 13 on the year. Axtell, meanwhile, 11 turnovers. They had 4 threes tonight. They were 10 of 18 from the free throw line. And were led in scoring by Aspen Bussing, who had 14, 7 for Taylor Brockstrom, 6 for Lily McClellan, 5 for Haley Schmitz, and 2 for Lainey Boarding. Again, Axtell, 8 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter when they mattered the most. And that's what won the game here tonight for the Eagles, who pick up their second win and are now 2 and 15 on the year and 2 and 9 in TVL play. One final thing to do, time to pick our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank of Onega. And you know what? I'm going to go with co-players of the game tonight because, well, I can. Aspen Bussing and Haley Schmidt. Bussing with 14 tonight, including 3 of 4 in the fourth quarter and from the free throw line, and 5 of 6 for the game. And then Schmidt, she only had 5 points, but she was all over the court all night long. Steals, assists, rebounds, everything. She was a catalyst tonight for the Axtell Eagles, and Aspen Bussing, the leading scorer, with 14 tonight, so they will be our co-players of the game. Guys game coming up here in about 13 minutes or so. We'll come back in about 10 minutes to get you set for the action. But again, the girls' final once more. Axtell 34, Troy 26. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the guys' game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.